Well, I've ridden bikes, you know, all my life, sure, until my sight started deteriorating. And I actually rode a bike after that time, and I ended up coming off, and I snapped my wrist. You know, one of the classic things, as well as losing your sight, you lose your confidence. And a byproduct of that is depression, you know, and mental illness can come from that as well. And to get people out and about, get them active, get the endorphins pumping in your brain, and, you know, giving them something to occupy the mind, it's better than taking any tablet. Cycling's part of it, but it's a social aspect of it, which is, you can't put a price on. We've got some classic cases of people who have been lonely, isolated, only in the 30s. Very limited social skills, and coming out on a bike's really brought them on, you know, and transformed them. You know, we are getting out and about. This is the third time we've done this, because it's a nice ride, it's safe as well. We do the Spen Valley Greenway, we go on the Birtby Greenway, Rickall to York Racecourse, because we, at the moment, we're avoiding doing any road work, really. That's why Sustran's mapping, you know, routes are ideal for visually impaired people. We'll go through the tunnel down the other end of Penistone.
Yeah.
Which, it's really different, and it's quite surreal when you go through, and it'll record really well as well.
Oh, yeah, because I have all the echoes.
Yeah, you know, it'll be, hello, hello.
Oh, that'd be really nice, yeah.
Hello!
When we were little, we always used to go to Centre Parks. That tends to be a kind of cycling holiday. And then I didn't cycle for about 4 or 5 years, like between losing my eyesight and the coast to coast. So it was around January time when I got back into it and started cycling on tandems rather than solos. And since then, I've just fallen in love with cycling, so here I am.
What's made you fall in love with it?
I don't know, just having a different person on the front of the bike and training with them, and it becomes like kind of a team sport rather than it just being you on a bike. Robert, who's the coast to coast partner, just because we've got to know each other, the amount of communication, it's very minimal now. Like, I know what he'll do with the pedals to slow down, and from being, right, we're going to freewheel now, or we're going to speed up or slow down, to being like, oh, there's a lovely eagle or a river and a rainbow. It just makes it like, because everyone else, like, a fully sighted person gets to see the view, gets to see what they're cycling through, and they can like admire that, whereas we don't have that ability. So having it described, you feel included, and like, you know what you're cycling through and things. So
it's all about communication. We have got somebody who is dual sensory as well, who comes riding with us, who's profoundly deaf.
Yeah.
And it's not an easy thing to communicate with somebody. So we are trying to work out, you know, taps and stuff. So, you know, we get by. It's quite an innovative thing, isn't it? You know, visually impaired people and deaf people communicating together and stuff. You know, but it's to be inclusive is a great thing. And that's what we try to do.
Good morning. Oh, there's a load of curious looking people here.